And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, do you really, really want this? Do you really, really want this? Also, we're going to do it. We're going to look at ignoring the whiny babies. Yep, ignoring the whiny babies. We've got an intense teaching called To Obey. And then we'll close it out with Naughty and Nice Stores this Christmas.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving. Live it. By the way, you just survived the weekend. Smile. Living and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and that's me clearing my throat because I had something in my throat, so I had to clear it. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. And even our very own tugboat Todd will tell you, sometimes, yeah, maybe it's radio. Thank you. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A mistrial has been declared in the trial of former North Charleston, South Carolina police officer Michael Slager in the death of Walter Scott.
If there's no unanimous verdict, then we're back to square one, and that's where we are in this case.
That's Circuit Judge Clifton Newman. Slager was accused of killing Scott by shooting him in the back as he was running away. Jurors had deliberated more than 22 hours over 4 days. The death toll in the Oakland warehouse fire climbed to 36 Monday, with more bodies still feared buried in the blackened ruins and families anxiously awaiting word of their missing loved ones. Oakland City Council member Noel Gallo says both the owner and the manager of the warehouse need to answer for the tragedy.
Knowing the individuals from the owner to the manager with an attitude, big attitude, drugged out half of the time, knowing him, with his resistance, his pushback, he needs to be held accountable.
Flames tore through the building known as the Ghost Ship during a dance party Friday night. The cluttered warehouse had been converted to artist studios and illegal living spaces, and former denizens said it was a death trap of piled wood, furniture, snaking electrical cords, and only two exits. Georgia Judge Mary Staley Clark sentenced Justin Ross Harris to life plus 32 years for leaving his 22-month-old son to die in a hot car in Georgia in 2014.
As to count one, the court imposes the sentence of as to malice murder, with the jury having found the defendant guilty. Sentence of the court is life to serve in confinement without parole.
Investigators found evidence that Harris was engaged in online flirting and in-person affairs with numerous women other than his wife, including a prostitute and an underage teenager. They concluded that Harris intentionally killed his son to escape the responsibilities of family life. This is SRN News.
A Dollywood employee found a burned Bible page after wildfires devastated the area around Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Wait until you hear what was on that page. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. The day after wildfires tore through Gatlinburg, destroying more than 150 structures, killing at least three people, and displacing thousands, Isaac McCord was doing his part to help out, picking up debris from the Dollywood Park grounds. He said he was cleaning up under a park bench when he caught a glimpse of a piece of paper lying in a puddle of water, soggy, seared, and torn in two. McCord, a University of Tennessee alumnus who now works as a human resources training coordinator at Dollywood, said he had no idea what the paper would read, but considering the circumstances, he was curious enough to pick it up. He told USA Today, in silence, he and a co-worker pored over the page, the edges of which were burned black, rendering many words illegible. But parts of the right side of the page were preserved enough to get the message across. It perfectly reflected the tragic natural disaster that had thrust Gatlinburg into the national spotlight. Here's that verse from the first chapter of Joel. O Lord, to thee I will cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. McCord posted a picture of the burned verse on his Facebook page. 4 hours later, it had been shared more than 50,000 times. More than 20 years ago, a group of Christian pioneers partnered in a bold new approach to health care based on principles found in God's Word. They called it MediShare. Today, with over 200,000 members, it's a national community of believers who love God and share each other's medical expenses, and it's half the cost of insurance. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience. From K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Blue skies, please go away. A girl found
another. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know, folks, if you want to, you can reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. Simple email process. Also, you can reach us, the David Spoon Experience. Go through Facebook and send a message if you'd like to. You can like it. You can comment, whatever you like. Big thank you to a lot of the people that gave me birthday wishes over the weekend. I appreciate it very much. People are like, why didn't you tell more people? I have discovered something very important about birthdays. The older you are, the less people you tell. It's really kind of what's going on there. So for those that did, that I did not get back to, I want to just say thank you for that. I appreciate it very much. Of course, all my relatives and people closely connected to me as well. This segment brought to you by my good friend Sam Rasool. Sam is a real estate genius. Got to be careful when you use those phrases. Real estate genius is not somebody who just sells a lot of real estate. That's a real estate salesperson. A real estate genius is somebody who knows the process of real estate backwards and forwards and can help people in whatever position they're in make or attain the goal that they have or they desire. If you're looking to sell your house, you want to talk to Sam. If you're looking to buy a house, you want to talk to Sam. If you're looking to talk to somebody who understands the real estate market in San Diego, you want to talk to Sam. It's simple as can be. Being one of the top real estate agents in the country, this guy knows what he's doing. It's his passion. It's everything that he's kind of connected to. And we tell people all the time, if you're not sure what to do, go to Sam. Send him to Sam. Send him over. Send him to Sam because Sam will help people at no cost. And he demonstrates how good he is, and then the people decide whether they want to work with him or not. How much confidence do you have that you say, I'll work with you, and if you like what I do, then you can kind of jump on board. Otherwise, no harm, no foul. You have to like that. Additionally, Sam will help you if you're a person that is looking to sell your house and you need some work on that house. He will forward up to $25,000. For you to get that house fixed up. Once that house is fixed up, when it lists, after it lists and it sells, he takes that money back out at the close of escrow, but doesn't charge any interest. ThinkSam.com. If you're thinking about real estate, and if you know somebody that's thinking about real estate, send them to Sam, ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Just sent out actually a email to Sam today about when he's going to come on next. And when that guy shares his testimony, he just like, or when he shares about something that's going on, one of the more forward, straight, honest, well, I went through this week and this was bad. And then he tells you everything he did. It's like, wow, that's a vulnerable man before the Lord. I like that. ThinkSam.com. All right. Big shout out and prayers, please, for my good friend Steve Wheeler and Coral. I don't know if you saw some of the pictures on Facebook or not, but they are lighting it up. They are taking the gospel, like we've talked about before, in places that you and I typically wouldn't go. where you don't get to sleep, you don't get a bed, you know, where people use rocks on the ground for their chairs. And instead of having a church building like you and I would think, they have a big piece of plywood or a sheet of metal, rusted metal, and they prop that up on a tree and they put a couple of sticks or a couple of stubs underneath it and they call that a church. That is cool. That's the gospel at the core, taking it to the farthest places of the earth. And the key for Whitefields is they're supporting these pastors who do this. And I think when people think supporting a pastor, that's just giving. That pastor's got to have $2,500 or $3,000 a month to live. He's got a family. He's got this. He got this. These people are getting $300, $350, and it takes care of their entire family. They get that a month, and it's like, you're kidding, right? Completely devoted for that small amount to doing gospel 24/7. Love it. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Check it out. Read some of those letters from some of those pastors. You want to get blown away? You want to hear about answered prayers? You know how people are saying, well, he's not answering prayers. Yes, he is.
He's not doing miracles anymore.
Really? Maybe you should read letters from other believers all around the world to see the things that God is doing. Whitefields.org. 760-846-8610. Let's do our DDD, the one that I planned on. I don't think we have a sound for this, do we? We don't. Okay. The title is, Do You Really, Really Want This? And it's actually, Do We Really, Really Want This? This is an honest set of questions for those who are hurt, those who are ill, or those who are suffering. This is an honest set of questions. Now, in this studio, at this station, we don't believe that every time somebody prays for somebody that they get healed and that's the end of it. We don't see that as theologically correct. We also don't believe that people never get healed. We don't believe that extreme either. We believe that the Lord heals who he wants to heal. There's nothing wrong with praying for people, but don't be treating God like he's Santa Claus or a magician or, you know, somebody or a genie where he's just going to answer your prayers because you have him where you want him kind of mentality. God is sovereign. He answers and does that which he desires to do. And if people are willing to pray and the Lord says yes, terrific. And if the Lord says no, terrific, because in all things we give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. It's not complex. John 5, 5 through 6. I read this and it kind of caught me a little off guard, so I want to talk about it. John chapter 5, verse 5 through 6 says this. One man was there who had been sick for 38 years, and when Jesus saw him lying there and knew he'd already been there a long time, he said to him, Do you want to get well? What an interesting question. Do you want to get well? And you know what? It made me think about that. That's kind of, I mean, the guy's 38 years. I mean, I'm thinking that guy, yeah, he wants to get well. But there are some people that don't feel good, that aren't doing good, that are sick. And you know what? They don't want to get well. You want to know why they don't want to get well? They like the attention that being sick can bring. I'm not saying that's everybody. Don't get me wrong. But there are some people that like the attention that they get because they are sick. Some people in their early upbringings only got attention from their parents when they were sick, and that transposed into adult life, and now they only feel like they're getting attention when they're sick, and so they like that. But that doesn't answer the question, do you want to get well? Because for some of those people, that would be no. Some people are not into the attention element, but they're comfortable where they're at. In other words, they're sick, and it's like, this is part of life, and I've made that adaptation. And if that's so where you're at, I'm not blaming that. The first one, there's a little bit of a blame. But I'm not blaming people who are comfortable, but it should at least be acknowledged, hey, I'm comfortable where I'm at. I'm not going to make any change. I really don't want to. And I think that that is at the core of Jesus' question is, do you want to get well? Is this something that's really deep in there? For a person who's using sickness to get attention, they probably don't want to get well. And somebody who's comfortable may want to get well, but it's just too fearful, and that could be the case too. I believe that some people actually believe that they deserve the struggles they're going through. I know a whole bunch of people that whenever something goes wrong, they just simply think, well, you know, I'm pretty rotten. And I'm not disputing, by the way, that we deserve 10 times worse than we ever get. So let's not get weird on this. But some people are stuck in that so much that they won't recognize that even though they may in fact deserve it through Jesus Christ, they may in fact not need to deserve it. And then there's this fourth group of people that want to get well. They just want to get well, whether it's physical activity to go after something, whether it's therapy, whether it's medicine, whether it's surgeries, whether it's prayer for healing. They want to get better. They just don't want to live the life they're living the way it's going. Now, these are just four top off my head, top of the things that I thought of people that might respond to that question a little differently than you and I might typically think. And the only reason I bring it up is to expand the thought and expand the examination. When Jesus said to that guy for 38 years who had been sick, and Jesus knew he'd been there a long time, he goes, do you want to get well? At first you would think it's absurd to think that anybody could answer any other way, but you and I would be wrong about that. Some people like attention. Some people are comfortable. Some people, they believe they deserve it. And some people want to get better. I would at least hunger or strive to get to the fourth one, where you want to get better. Do you want to get well? It's just a simple question. Also applies spiritually. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
You don't know how I feel. It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The gift of God's love in us can bring light to any darkness.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by C.P. Hia. Each year, for several weeks around Christmas, Singapore's tourist belt, Orchard Road, is transformed into a wonderland of lights and colors. This light-up is designed to attract tourists to spend their money at the many stores along the street during this golden month of business. Shoppers come to enjoy the festivities, listen to choirs, sing familiar Christmas carols, and watch performers entertain. The first Christmas light-up ever was not created by electrical cables, glitter, and neon lights, but by the glory of the Lord that shone around. No tourists saw it, just a few simple shepherds out in the field. And it was followed by an unexpected rendition of Glory to God in the Highest by an angelic choir. The shepherds went to Bethlehem to see if what the angels said was true. After they had confirmed it, they could not keep to themselves what they had heard and seen. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. Many of us have heard the Christmas story often. This Christmas, why not share the good news with others that Christ, the light of the world, has come? We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Dreaming, getting a
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Couple things to let you know. Got a couple of cool things. Don't forget to check out the KPRZ calendar. You would do it there by going to kprz.com. Along with that, if you are a person that has a smartphone, now what is a smartphone? Okay? People are like, well, and even on my phone, it says my smartphone, which is a lot smarter than me, right? Smartphones are phones that are there to make sure you understand you and I were just dummies. But it's also there to help you listen to things, enjoy things, check things out, search things. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like a mini computer kind of thing going on. Bottom line, we have a free app. Now, whenever I say the word free, a little part of the back of my neck, little hair, stands up. Yay! Because free is great. It's a free app for your iPhone or your Android for KPRZ, which means you can listen to KPRZ anytime, anywhere. There's podcast access. There's a whole bunch of stuff. There's different things that we're trying to incorporate, and we've got some people that we've hired that are going to help us do that. And, you know, more contests, more giveaways, more interactions. We're doing the best we can. And that is free for you to access, and we don't track that with you. We don't sell your information. But if somebody comes and removes your entire household, then it could be from us. Okay, maybe not. I do want to remind you about Dr. Tony Evans here, Monday through Friday mornings, 10:30 a.m. here on KPRZ, the urban alternative. And then the last thing I want to drop in your direction right now is Experience Israel, taking place November 2017 with Pastor Sean Thornton. You want to go to experienceisraeltour.com, experienceisraeltour.com to check out the information. From Genesis Tours, one of the best tour companies in the world. How about that? Reuven told me something. I don't know if I can say this or not, but let's just say there's a very unique religious group. It's kind of close to, you know, evangelicals, but not quite. But anyway, they're the only people in this particular area that have been approved by as a tour group. By this particular group, and in their particular faith, they have about 1 billion people. It's pretty funny. So you get into that, just like, what, really? I mean, at the highest level. So I'm just telling you, just check out Experience, you know, the ExperienceIsraelTour.com. Check it out. I think you'll think, ooh, pretty cool. All right, so every once in a while, we do something that's a little challenging. The last segment was a little more challenging word-wise because it asked for some honest evaluation. We have no reservation doing that. My wife and I were talking this last weekend, and we were talking about going through Scripture and, you know, how many times you go through into reading it and, you know, getting a handle on it. And, you know, she asked me, I mean, it was kind of a genuine, you know, like, you know, because people will read Scripture and they feel so guilty that they don't want to keep reading because it's like, oh. But see, in my mind, I think that the Lord is the one who's trying to get us to read it, and Satan's the one that's trying to get us not to read it. So a great approach to that is before you ever open up the book, you just say to the Lord, anything I'm not doing in here I'm about to read, help me to do better at. Then it kind of just takes everything away, right? It's just like, okay, because I know there's going to be, and every time I read it, I think, oh, I'm not doing that. I can do that better. I can do that better. But I'm not doing that and then ignoring it. I just say to the Lord, help me, because I can't do it without you. I'm not doing this Christianity stuff without Christ, so I don't care. I'm just going to do the best I can. That's kind of the way I approach it. With that in mind, let's get into our next one. This one is called Ignore the Whiny Babies. Let's have our sound for Ignore the Whiny Babies. That was delightful. You did really good at putting that. Was that like multiple sounds, or what was that, Tugbo? Well,
no, those are real babies. I'm poking with sticks back here.
What? Oh, wait, what? All right. Did you do multiple files, though, to put that together?
Yeah.
Wow, that was pretty good, I got to say. Keep that one. That's a good one. So you're thinking, what do you mean ignore whiny babies? That doesn't sound very Christ-like. Now, let's see. John chapter 5, verses 9 through 10. Now, the day was the Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "This is the Sabbath. It's illegal for you to pick up your bedroll and walk." Okay. Now watch this. I want to show you something about Scripture that's fantastic. Scripture doesn't just record the events from this historical element. And keep in mind that the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are not there for historical documentation as much as they're there to illustrate four people who had four encounters with Jesus Christ. That's what the Gospels are supposed to be. And in the Gospel of John, John, who sees it completely different than anybody else, which, of course, if you went to a movie and I went to a movie and two other people went to a movie, we are just as likely to come out with very different opinions on what that movie is. And my favorite illustration in the world, of course, is going to an elephant from the north, south, east, and west. You know that the north and south are going to be similar, but the east and west variations are like, woo-hoo, just a wee bit different from one another. Hey, yeah, that's kind of how it is in life. Well, anyway, you have this guy who's in the Sabbath. Jesus heals this guy in the Sabbath. And what does the guy do? He said, "This is the Sabbath. It's illegal for you to pick up your bed and walk with it." Now, there's only one question to ask, and you just kind of wish that some of them, even the Pharisees, would have said this to this guy, and that is, who rained on your parade? What is your problem that you are so upset that Jesus healed somebody and they're walking out with their bed? What's the real issue? There's no way this is just an issue of, you know, a guy getting healed. You're angry or bitter or torn or something. What's the real problem? What are you really upset about? And you're thinking, well, why am I bringing this up? Because there are groups in every faith, genuine faiths, pseudo faiths, bad faiths. And in every one of those groups, it seems, and even non-faith groups, so let me say it this way, even atheistic groups, every single group in every single structure, every single clutter has this kind of person in it. It's the legalistic people. Every group, they just are, everybody rains on their parade no matter what happens all day long. They're just the Eeyores of their group. You know, there's nothing anybody can say. It's my birthday. I mean, they're just so depressing. And it's like, oh, my goodness. It's like Debbie Downer on the Saturday Night Live people where every time somebody says something good, the whole skit was her saying something bad and they would go, wah, wah, wah. Because that's how people can be. And you know what? To be really honest, if you're a person who's a Debbie Downer, you're purposely being a killjoy. Why? Why are you so bitter? Why don't you work that out with the Lord? Be less bitter. If something great happens to somebody, you don't like the way it happens, so you got to complain about it? I mean, really? They do have medicine for that. And if you're a person that is just, you know, you just have this great time and the Lord's blessed you and particular people come in and ruin the moment. They ruin it because they're just like, you know, they're like killjoys kind of attitude. It's like, don't let other people ruin the moment of the movement of God in your life. If something grand happens between you and God, don't let somebody come in and rain on that parade. Because when the Lord does something fantastic, you're entitled to rejoice and to enjoy and to have a great time in it. And when people are so legalistic that it's not okay for anybody else to do anything different or have any other element or have any other approach, those people are sick. That's not very nice. I know, but I'm just telling it the way it is. When people are unable to let other people enjoy God touching them, there's something wrong. If it's jealousy, it's jealousy. If it's just a bitter spirit, then that's what it is. But if you're one of the people that get blessed by the Lord and you like to enjoy it, by golly, enjoy it. He loves it when people praise him and acknowledge him. And if you're one of those other people that just are never, can never be happy for anybody else because you're just not happy, knock it off. Because nobody needs any more pain and grief than we're already going through. Be a speaker of life, not a speaker of death. The Bible says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Well, then use it for life, not for death. Okay? So Here's my advice. If you're one of those, ignore the whiny babies. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
And heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The message of Christmas is the message of Christ.
Billy Graham.
When the wrongs of the world needed righting and a fallen race needed redemption, God did not send his heavenly angelic hordes to accomplish his majestic purpose, but he sent a tiny, tender, helpless babe in the person of his son.
And just about 33 years after he came to this earth, Jesus would die on a cross to pay the penalty for your sins.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this Christmas season, there is no way for man to get to heaven except by the wonderful, glorious death of Jesus on the cross.
Jesus offers you the greatest gift you could ever hope to receive. Will you accept it? Will you ask him to forgive your sins?
My prayer today is that the message of this Christmas time will be a personal message to you, that Jesus will be Prince of Peace in your life and will bring peace and satisfaction and joy to you.
We can tell you more at this website. It's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Maranatha Chapel is having a special celebration for your enjoyment, and it's free. That's right. On Sunday, December 11th at 6 p.m., Maranatha Chapel is presenting our special guest speaker, Will Graham, grandson of the beloved evangelist Billy Graham, who will be bringing a special message proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, Dennis Agajinian will be lifting up honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ through a special night of Christmas songs of praise and worship. Here's the best part. You and your family and friends can attend for free. Maranatha Chapel is located at 10752 Coastwood Road in San Diego. For more information, call 858-613-7800. That's 858-613-7800. Or go to maranathachapel.org. No child care is provided. The doors open at 5:30. Come December 11th and join us in the worship and special songs and hear the proclamation of the gospel by William Franklin Graham IV. Mark your calendars. It's going to be extraordinary. We'll see you there.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I just heard that commercial for Maranatha Chapel. Maranatha Chapel. And love Ray. Love the church. It's a great church. A lot of fun to go to. They are just a great, fun group of people. Great guy. I've met with Ray several times privately. Him and I talk and share. It's just, you know, solid fellowship. I love stuff like that, right? Maranatha Chapel.
That's my favorite thing to say.
I don't know if that's Ray's favorite. It's just my favorite. I like it. Okay, a couple things to let you know. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing. Now, I want you to look outside if you can. Now, even if it's at night, and this is a replay, look outside. You see that dark? There could be clouds there. You see that light? There are clouds there. You see that's called weather. Here's what you got to know. That roof in your life has to work, or you're going to hear dink, dink, dink on your head. You need to have a good covering for that dome style of yours. So here's the bottom line. You go to ExcaliburRoofing.com, check out their website. You go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. You give them a call so you can talk to them because their estimates are free. And, of course, they do new roof construction, old roof replacements, repairs. They do commercial buildings, residential buildings, really large doghouses. They do it all. Excalibur Roofing can be reached at 760-743-8803. Just sent them a note today. 760-743-8803. If you're looking to do business with somebody you can count on, you will talk to Erica, be the only person you will probably really ever meet. Not kidding. I mean, maybe there's others, but not a lot, who will tell you, when I'm on the roof, I feel like I'm doing what I was created to do, and I feel closer to the Lord. Like, wow. That's a blessing to have with your work, brother. And then I told them, better you than me. Anyhow, 760-743-8803, Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing.com. Excalibur Roofing.com.
Okie dokie.
Ready for a toughie? The first two have been kind of peelbacks. That's what we call those. When you have a short encouragement, you're peeling back behavior. That was peelback. The first one was a peelback because we were talking. Really, I think we were kind of identifying that some people are in sickness and kind of get too comfortable within the framework of the sickness and don't try and keep moving forward. And that's not good. You want to try and get better. You want to do what you can. Second thing we were talking about are people that are raining on other people's parades. And that happens a lot. And in churches. You know, somebody has a great victory, and then there's always that voice, that whisper voice, because the enemy doesn't like that. Doesn't want people rejoicing. This one's just straight out teach. So this is called, well, if I have the right paper in front of me, this is called To Obey. Let's play that song. That's right. There's another Keith Green play right there. This one is called To Obey, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, 23, and 24. Actually, this is verse 20 through 24, so I have a little error in my little note. That's my fault. I apologize. 20 through 24 says this. But I did obey the Lord, Saul answered. I went on the mission the Lord gave me. I brought back Agag, king of Amalek, and they destroyed all the Amalekites. The troops took sheep and cattle for the plunder, the best of what was set apart for destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal. Then Samuel said, does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to pay attention is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft, and defiance is like wickedness and adultery. But you have rejected the word of the Lord. The Lord has rejected you as king. Saul answered Samuel, I have sinned. I have transgressed the Lord's commands and your words because I was afraid of the people and I obeyed them. What a switch takes place right here in the verses, right? Samuel the prophet. This is the guy that said, I'm going to demonstrate to you that you guys have done wrong. It never rains right now, right? Never thunders right now. Never has lightning right now. Lord, please demonstrate. And then it was like, and I think everybody's going, uh-oh. Well, that's a very powerful prophet of God. He's talking to the king. The king is like, I did what I'm supposed to do. I got it covered. And Samuel was like, no, you didn't. You didn't do what you were told to do. You were told to do something. You didn't do it. You didn't do what was right. And then Saul goes, all right, you're right. I didn't do it, but it was the people. It was their fault. See, this is a problem. This is a problem with us. This is a problem with Adam and Eve. You're thinking, go, what do you mean Adam and Eve? Okay, so now you know I told you not to take the fruit, right, Adam? Yeah, okay, but she gave it to me. Okay, Eve? Okay, but the snake gave it to me. Nobody wants to take responsibility for what they're doing because it's easier just to point. You know, we don't deeply connect politics and spiritual truth, and I think there's only the mild connection, but you do have to look at what's going on in politics, and if you look at the Democratic side of things right now, they're all pointing fingers. It's like nobody's going, yeah, we messed up, got to do better. There's none of that. No, everybody loves everything we say all the time. Really? Wow. Here's the point. Saul was half obedient. Now watch this. But he was fully self-justifying. Oh. Ow. He was half obedient, but fully self-justifying. He did kind of what the Lord wanted. Halfly. Not wholeheartedly, not fully, but he was completely innocent in his own eyes. And then Samuel, who's the prophet, comes in and says to the king, dude, to obey is better than ceremony. It's better than sacrifice. It's better than the offerings. If you just do what the Lord says, that's what he wants. He wants you to do what he tells you to do. Don't you try and make this or try and make it this. You're supposed to just do what you're supposed to do. If the Lord tells you to do it, do it. If Scripture tells you to participate in fellowship, participate in fellowship. If the Word of God tells you to try and walk by faith, you try and walk by faith. You try to do that which is set before you. Here was Saul's response. Well, you know, I did sin and I did transgress, you know, the Lord's commands and your commands, but I was afraid of the people. So I obeyed them. Again, he's not taking responsibility for what he did, and then he's blaming the people, just like Adam and Eve did. But it does show you something about how easy it is to sin, no matter what position we're in, if we're trying to fear and have praise from people as opposed to God. Because Saul was more concerned about the people around him than he was concerned about God, it was easy to only give half heart to God. Saul sinned because he was more concerned about the people than he was about God. And Saul sinned because he was not willing to accept responsibility. And Saul sinned because he didn't just do what God told him to do. And Samuel called him out. And then Samuel, in his definition on obedience, takes it to that step that you and I would never say to one another because we're nice people, right? We don't want to say something not nice. Samuel said to Saul, "Rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft." Like, what? When we rebel against God, when God tells us to do something and we don't do it, it's no different than you playing in the occult. What? Nope. You can dance all you want. When you disobey God, you open up the door for sin. When you open up the door for sin, you open up the door for satanic activity. If you don't think the occult is satanic activity, you've never read your Bible. Ever. You got to be careful in those things. Got to obey. You got to listen to him. You're thinking, but Dave, I'm saved. That just because you're saved, and I'm glad you're saved, doesn't mean that sinning is a great idea. It doesn't mean disobeying is a great idea. Sin opens the door for Satan. Remember when Jesus said this amazing statement? He said that the prince of the air is coming. He has nothing in me. That in me has to do with an entry point because there was no sin in Jesus. But in our lives, when there's sin, there are open doors and entry points. Keep in mind, sin in the garden gave Satan the reign of earth, which Adam forfeited by surrendering to the words of the enemy. Given dominion and then gave it over because of his sinfulness. Because by sin, he passed it on. In Saul's case, he was half obedient. He was fully self-justifying. Obedience, my friends, it's better than ceremony. It's better than sacrifice. And never, never let your fear or your need to please people put you in a compromising position with God. Because none of those people, no matter how wonderful the world tries to make you, have a heaven to put you in. But God does. 80 years versus 80 trillion. Do the math. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Jesus Christ was revealed in the flesh and was vindicated in the spirit. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. I just quoted 1 Timothy 3:16. It says in full, "He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, beheld by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." Did you catch that first phrase? he who was revealed in the flesh. He could have redeemed mankind any of 100 ways, but he didn't. The one way he chose was to face people and pain because he had a purpose. God came in the form of a little baby in Bethlehem's manger. Now that's amazing.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Every year I'm asked about students' rights when it comes to celebrating Christmas in public schools. It bears repeating. This is Jim Garlow. You'll be told that students are not allowed to sing religious Christmas carols in public schools. The fact is, during school activities like choir or Christmas programs, students can sing religious carols along with secular ones without offending or violating the Constitution. It is true, however, that school districts across the country often prohibit students from exercising these rights based on a false view of the law. I'm grateful to Alliance Defending Freedom for putting together a Christmas and Public Schools Myth fact sheet. Exactly what you need to know going into the holiday season. Know the real facts about celebrating Christmas in your public school. Download this free fact sheet with all 7 myths surrounding Christmas and public schools at jimgarlow.com.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Every time you say
welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know something that's coming up that we're going to be handling. I think we've entered in, this is a new element, the Bibles for Christmas campaign. Have you heard about the Bibles for Christmas campaign? Coming up now. All right, so Talking Bibles, we've done a lot of work with them in the past. I had the blessing to go out and do one of my first remotes in Escondido at the Talking Bibles office. It was really kind of cool, the whole setup they got over there. And they're going to be kind of connecting with KPRZ throughout the rest of this month. I want you to do this. I want you to go online to talkingbibles.org. Talkingbibles.org. We're setting it up because next week, Talking Bibles is going to be in the studio with me. And I'm going to get a chance to talk to them. And you guys know, I'm a Bible-oriented guy, so they've got some nifty elements taking place, and they're taking their Talking Bibles material, they've translated the Bible into so many languages, it's just fantastic. We're going to have that opportunity to talk to them about what it is they're doing, what their strategy is, how they're approaching this for Christmas, and then figure out a way to be a part of this. They're going to probably coordinate something where we're talking about $70 give and 2 Talking Bibles with a pastor serving in these refugee camps in the South Sudan. Some really cool stuff. I'm going to just kind of lay in the groundwork, let you know what's going on. And it'll be a lot of fun. So it's good because anytime you take the Word of God and advance the Word of God, you have to understand that the Word of the Lord never returns void, and it always has an impact when you're planting the truth. And the one thing that can break the power of the lie is the truth. That's why Bibles are so important. Sanctify them in thy truth. John 17:17, thy word is truth. That's what Jesus said as he was talking to the Father. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Wow. Okay. So we'll get into that. Just kind of laying the groundwork, getting you there. We are going to do just a small, soft little 4-minute-y thing here. Do we have a sound for this? We do. Oh, let's play the sound by all means.
Who's making a list and checking it twice? Gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
All right. Now, everybody, now people in Christianity are like, oh, you said Santa. Don't you know if you rearrange the letters for Santa, it spells Satan? Really? Did you do a word jumble your whole Christian walk just to come up with that? Really? I'm not even going to go down that road because you're probably some of the people that think, you know, it's Jeremiah the laminated prophet. Anyhow, we'll just skip that. Anyhow, we got a list, a naughty and nice list. And this is put out by AFA, American Family Association. And what they do is they go through and they rate companies on their Christmassy friendly. Now, I'm not in the same position as some commentators who think that there's a war on Christmas in and of itself. Let me make sure you understand what I'm about to say. Because I don't think there's a war on Christmas. I think there's a war on Christ. And that's different. The war on Christmas is a front for the war on Christ trying to remove Jesus Christ from the season. That's what it is. And for, you know, I did see a couple of commentators, political commentators, and they were freaking out about, you know, part of the Christmas element. And they were like, you know, this is the time that this is chosen. And then other people were arguing, well, we don't know if this is the day. And this is what I'm talking about. You get so legalistic, people, that it's like, well, it's, you know, it's the 25th. Well, it could be the 26th or it could be the 24th. And oh, it's this or it's, oh, it's this. Hey, watch this. Watch this. We're going to pick a day and say to God, thanks that you became one of us and set a plan in motion to save us. You think God's up there in heaven going, oh, no, Wilbur, no. I mean, come on. Take it down a notch, okay? Take it down a notch. But let's look at the stores because that's fun. Okay. Nice stores. I'm going to run through these. And if you hear something you don't know, tell me about it. Of course, their very first AFA online store, so that kind of doesn't count. Hobby Lobby, Lowe's, Walmart, Ace Hardware, Bass Pro Shops, Big Lots, Dillard's, Hallmark, Home Depot. That's the place that cost me too much money, Home Depot. JCPenney, Michael's Stores, that's Bath and Body Works. What's that? What's Bath and Body
Works? I think that's more like lotions and soap and stuff.
Oh, that explains why I've never been in there. Dick's Sporting Goods, Fred's. What's Fred's? It could be anything. It's Fred's. Hey, Fred. How you doing? Hey, Barney.
Not very descriptive.
Yes, not very descriptive, is it? A couple other ones that they said were fairly decent. We don't know if these are accurate. I think they're pretty accurate. Pier 1 Imports. I don't know about that, but I know my wife likes that. Zappos. I've actually been there and done the tour at that place. I don't know if they're really not like a Christian store per se, but the guy's book, I read Tony's book and went through that tour. Fascinating. It's a great
story.
Not
the one where you buy a shoe and they give shoes away or something?
Yeah. Well, they do that, and then they tell you the whole story how he – I mean, it all came about because he wanted to buy a pair of shoes and couldn't buy them and got really upset. You never know. I guess in the invention capacity, that would work. Sam's Club and then Kroger, according to that. Now, these, according – now, this is according to AFA. I didn't write this list. But according to AFA, these are marginals. So these are people that you – they might say Christmas, they might not. Those first ones, they'll say Christmas. The second ones, Christmas friendly, eh. Amazon, CVS, Old Navy, Safeway, Starbucks, Walgreens, Whole Foods. I thought Whole Foods was like an alien ship. I know I saw that one time on television. And then the naughty people, and I'm not going to tell you what to do or not to do, but here's the naughty people. Barnes & Noble, they still have those? Barnes & Nobles? Oh, really? Best Buy, Foot Locker, Nordstrom's, couldn't afford it anyway. PetSmart, that's not good because we have to get a special dog food. Staples, and then Office Max, or Naughty. You can't say Christmas, you have to say Happy Holidays. The other ones are marginal 50-50. The other ones don't mind saying Christmas. Hey, it's not a war on Christmas. It's a war on Jesus Christ, okay? You gotta make that difference. You gotta make that differential. Want to know why? Because you need to know what the real war is. Not a fake war. Need to know what's really going on. All right? Get me? Got me? Feel me? Hear me? Cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. Then we're going to hear Marty, and then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
I'm dreaming of a white.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.